Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. Prepaid credit cards are those cards that are on the rack at a variety of quick stop stores, pharmacies, grocery stores, and a handful of other merchants. People might use them to send money to a college student, pay a bill, charge stuff, or even have an off-the-grid charge card that only you can see and be aware of. Sounds pretty clandestine, doesn't it? And it can be. Money launderers and con artists use these and probably a host of other shady characters for shady reasons, but regular folks buy them too. Perhaps they may not qualify for a regular revolving credit card because of bad credit, or just don't want to use a revolving credit type of account. You buy these cards at a variety of stores, prepay any amount and get the card and a receipt. Then you must register the card with your personal information, including a social security number in some states. The card then gets activated. The card doesn't have your name on it, but the company may send you another card in the mail, which might be a debit card or a copy of the card you bought. It may or may not have your name on it, from my experience. I bought a few of these in my younger years and a few more over the years for gifts and to use when traveling, but my experience with them has been dismal, to tell the truth. I used one that had a colored dot on it and another that came from a large bank somewhere I had never heard of. Put simply, I don't use them anymore, and for a good reason. I don't have kids in college, and I have business cards with revolving credit and don't give them as gifts much in recent times, those free credit cards. That said, I did see how they work, and it stunk back then, and it still does from what I understand. This opinion comes from my most recent experience getting one as a promo gift from a company I use. Every so often, the cards would not work. I would be required to go to a website and reactivate the card, or something like that. They use terms like verify due to suspicious activity or some damn thing. You could check your balance on the website you initially activated the card on and do some sort of verification. That's if you didn't lose your login information you use when you registered the card, which I did on occasion. After all, I thought once the card was active, it would charge until it ran out. Not so, I found out on more than one occasion. One time when the card stopped working, I had to call an 800 number and it took me multiple tries to get a person, a real person that is. I got some story that the computer had deactivated the card somehow. Yeah, right. Another time a card stopped working for the person I gave it to as a gift. I logged in. I couldn't get in. Then wrestled another hour or so on the website with no success. I finally got in and the balance was way off. In the company's favor, of course. Still another time a card stopped working. Logged in and the balance was negative. What? I kept good records on the balance, so I knew something was amiss. What was amiss was my money. It went missing. Unable to get through to someone after many tries, the website said to write a letter. So I wrote a letter, and I mailed it. Never heard back. And tried logging in again, another hour wasted, as was my money. You would think these cards would be regulated heavily to prevent this obvious confiscation of people's funds. Apparently not. I am not the world's most savvy technological person or website user, but you think prepaying a card and then using it would be pretty simple, right? Not so, and thinking many people that use these cards, or might have to use them, may be even worse at negotiating the clusters on the webs that I saw. This might be due to their lower income, perhaps lower education, or just a lack of exposure or experience to such cyber nonsense. I am of the opinion that there is more than just petty theft going on here. I won't be using these prepaid cards anymore. I don't have any use for them, and am thankful for it. Even if I did need a prepaid card, I wouldn't buy one. Not after what I experienced. I will stick to company gift cards from specific companies from now on, like Starbucks, Amazon, or Walmart. Almost all big stores have them now. They work, and without all the BS, not to mention the theft that I am of the opinion is taking place on a massive scale. That's it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything and may not represent the opinion of this radio station, its staff, management, or underwriter. I hold a BA in economics, 1979, and our website is moneymanagementradio.com where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.
Yes, absolutely.
I certainly was in the right.
I guess it was cruising for bruising.